Rachel came with a taina to Yaakov about her not having children, and she basically turned to him and, I guess, on some dachistical level, accused him of not doing enough for her. Rashi says that your father was mispalel, and you weren't mispalel enough for me. She had some type of a taina to him, and he is upset at her. The pasuk says, "Vayichar af Yaakov berochel," and then he says to her, "Hasaches elokim onoichi she mona mona mimeich priboten." He says, "Am I instead of Hashem? Am I Hashem? Could I have done anything to you? Do I have that power?" So the Ralbag in the Toelius says that this is a Toelius. We learn a lesson in Midos. For who? She'ein roi she'yuchas hakoyach v'hamimsholo bedovor ki im la'shem yis'ale levadoi. It's inappropriate for a person to attribute any type of koyach in a situation and anything that exists except to Hashem levad, only to Hashem. Ki me'itoi hakol, because everything comes from him. So to attribute some power, some control to anything else in any situation is inappropriate because everything comes from Hashem. Uvoze yis yashru ha-hamoin el ho-emuna boy. And through this hanhoga, that the Hamoin people, I guess, who hear and see how everything is miyuchas to Hashem, will be straightened their own connection and direction to Emun and Hashem. Veloze koas Yaakov al sheyichso Rochel nesinas habonim lo. He was angry at Rochel because she attributed the lack of children that she had to Yaakov. She came to him with a taina, and really we're only allowed to think in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, just, it seems like a little bit strange that, what did she say? Rashi says, and we don't know anything to the contrary, certainly, that she had a taina on him, he wasn't mispalel enough. You know, that she certainly didn't think that he was a manufacturer. They could manufacture children. She didn't, you know, like what? He's a Baal Moifis. She came to him that, you know, with your schusim, with your tefillah, with your broken heart, that you could have done more to bring about this result. And yet, the Ralbag says, we learn from here, and that's the language that Yaakov seems to use, that's where the lesson comes from, that she attributed a koyach to something other than Hashem by himself, and with a almost like a diminishing in the realization of me'ito hakoil, everything comes from Hashem. So by Rochel turning to Yaakov with a taina that he didn't do enough to bring about her having children, whether it's stafka through tefillah or through whatever other efforts he may have been capable of, I don't know, but because of that, she's attributing power to him as to almost besides to Hashem, and she's violating this. That's a proper midah, is only to be miyachas everything, all koyach hamemsholo, only to Hashem, and because everything comes from him. And besides that, she's missing this opportunity, or she could have provided an opportunity for others to come to recognize emunah b'Hashem. And she did not, she was lacking in providing that opportunity. So it sounds like that when it comes to recognizing Hashem, that the lines are very, very thin, very, very delicate, and that a person who clearly knows, Rochel clearly knew that everything was from Hashem, and has no intention of saying or of indicating or of feeling in any way that anything other than that is going to be. To the contrary, maybe you should daven more for me, you should have more bitochen, you should, whatever, but it's something that clearly the result is going to be completely from Hashem. And in this world, there are legitimate means of influencing the divine gzeira. Tefillah does influence, and bitochen does influence, and schusim does influence, and there are so many other influences that we could have. Yet, it seems that by invoking that, by coming with that taina, which would seem to be so innocent and so real and so true that there could be such a thing, she is compromised that emuna b'Hashem, and she's in a sense she's declared and she's expressed and maybe she's feeling on some level that there's a lack of ki hakol ki me'ito hakol, and memela that's a tefiyah. And the second thing is that if she's lacking that, then she's taking away an opportunity for people to be focused on their emunah. What do you mean? She knows it's Hashem. She's davening to Hashem. She asked her husband maybe to daven more. What did she ask for? She's not asking for some alternative form of bringing children into this world, bypassing the Creator Himself. But people will see that this turning to Hashem, but there's also turning to your husband and having a complaint and asking him something as if he's a participant. He could do something. What he could do, but it's all from Hashem. That can detract from the opportunity to help others, not only for herself, but others who will be, now look at her, will not be inspired to recognize Hashem because she has somewhat, in some way that's almost unimaginable to us, that has compromised that or has added, equated, or added something else to that formula other than ki hakoil, ki me'ito hakoil. So it seems to me that, you know, we live in a generation where I just had a meeting last night, and it was scary that the people in the Kiruv world are beginning to realize that the religious world, even the what they call the ultra-Orthodox or the Haredi, are lacking seriously in the basics of Emunah. That it's not what it should be. It's not what it used to be. There's serious problems. Ad kedei kach that it was described to me a situation of a family that lived in Bnei Brak, and Haredi family, their children and cheder everything, and they decided to buy an apartment in a non-religious community, and they packed up, they took the kids out of the cheder. They get into their truck with all their possessions. On the truck, they shed their tzitzis, their yarmulke, and everything. We're not Haredi anymore. That's it. They just gave it up. They moved out of the community, and they gave it up. What in the world is going on over here? It can only mean that the inside, the basis of their emunah, the basis of their foundation in their connection to Yadus and to the Rabbeinu Shalalem was really not there. Maybe they're products of just doing what everybody else is doing. Maybe they're products of having been forced into something rather than to have made the decision and the commitment and based on inspiration and caring and feeling and so forth. But that's it's not just isolated incidents. And it seems to me that part of the issue has to do with the fact that we live in a world today where on the surface there seem to be so many, I would call them shutfim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world. We've advanced in medical science enormously, so we look at the doctor as powerful. We've advanced in technology, so we see technology as accomplishing so many things. We've advanced in psychology, so we see the psychologist being, we've advanced in pharmaceuticals, so we see medication that can do things. And all of this has a collective effect on literally compromising the emunah. And you know, it's like, it's almost as if, I think that's the pshat in the Ralbag, if we can't realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is hakol meitoi, without any any assistance and any additional need or involvement of anything whatsoever, then we lose it. If it's not HaKoil, then it's like who is he? He's partners. He's one of the partners, the managing partner. But there's other partners too. I get along better with the associate partner than with the managing partner. So I'm gonna see what I can do. It's amazing. But that's really what's happening today. And not only is that happening in our world, but I dare say our world is affecting the outside world as well. Just as the outside world is affecting us to get to this point. But others look at us and say, yeah, okay, yeah, I believe. Oh, yeah, he believes. Yeah, he believes in God. Yeah, he believes. Oh, yeah, sure. But it's not that. This is it. It's everything. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you take a medication, you're supposed to say before the medication, Yirotzen Shehei Eisek Zeh Lirafua. Even with the Shem Hashem, Yirotzen Mufanecho Hashem, Shem Elokai Shehei Eisek Zeh Lirafua. That this Eisek that I do should be a Rafua. Why? So I shouldn't forget that it's not the pill. It's not the medicine. It's not the doctor. It's Ein Uid Milvadoi. And when he finishes, you take the medication, he says you should say Boruch Reifei Choylim, to recognize again that after everything is said and done, if the Rafua will come, and it's the Reifei Choylim who brings the Rafua. And this is just the Hishtadlus and the mitzvah and the living B'derech HaTeva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us responsible for whatever those reasons. That's another philosophical discussion, but that's what it is. And we tend so much that there's so much that we do that negates that. I have a degree. I have an MBA from Harvard. Ooh, now I'm going to make it in business. That's it. I have whatever I have. I have nothing. I inherited fortunes of money. Here today and gone tomorrow, like everything else. It's a galgal achoizer. But we have to keep that focus. If cholila, that we're not completely focused, that everything, hakul meitoi, and there's nothing that's ein oid milvadoi, even my tefillah is just my mitzvah of tefillah, but don't think for a moment, it would seem, if you assume that the Ralbag, that the taina of Rochel was be like Rashi says, that he could have been mispalim, I don't know what else he could have done. So then the Pshat said, even though the tefillah is to Hashem, and that's the appropriate thing to do, but I look at that tefillah and I lose the line between I'm relying on the mispalel or I'm relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's such a vague, thin, dangerous line. And we have to keep that focus all the time. And I believe that, especially in a world like today where basic emuna is weakened. I mean, I think the world is beginning to realize, I think the religious establishment, the Haredi world, the yeshiva world has begun to realize that we have to focus on these issues more. I think that all the extraneous factors that confuse us are so real that we need extra chizuk in that area, and anything we can do to not be nichshol in relying on anything, even the brocha of the tzaddik, the tefillah of the tzaddik, my own tefillah, my own bitochen, all of these things that we find, all these things, the fine line, the Gaon even says that, he says a pshat in tefillah is a sachanunim, he says tefillah is a, the loshon tefillah is a sherish re'oi panecha lo'i piloti, so that's like a Rashi says over there, when Yaakov saw Esav, he said, lo'i melo'ani libi lachshev, I never allowed myself to think positively, optimistically that I ever see you, it's like a bitochen, it's like an optimistic thought, so he says, if that's the case, why do you need tachanunim? He says, because if you don't keep the tachanunim, even if you have the bitochen, then you're going to start relying on the bitochen and not on the Chesed Hashem. There's such a thin line between looking at the natural things or even the supernatural or the religious things that I do in life and relying on them and allowing that to detract ever so slightly from the focus, the total focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really the essence of everything.